The northern city of Ústí nad Labem is bracing itself for a march by neo-Nazis on Saturday that has the potential to end in violence. The march is going ahead after the city council exhausted all legal avenues to stop it, and a large police presence is being deployed to prevent trouble from getting out of hand. Rob Cameron has been looking at the preparations for the march on both sides of the barricades. Rob, first of all, who's organising it and why Saturday?
Well, it's been organised by a group called the Autonomous Nationalists. They're a Czech far-right group inspired by German neo-Nazis, and they have close links to the hardcore Czech neo-Nazi movement Národní odpor, or National Resistance. Now, the Autonomous Nationalists have adopted the tactics of the far left to create a so-called black bloc. It means that they've dispensed with the visible symbols of neo-Nazis. They dress instead like anarchists, so they wear black jeans, black hoodies and so on, which confuses the police. Now, they say they're holding this march on Saturday because it's the anniversary of the Allied bombing of Ústí nad Labem in 1945, but historians point out there was no bombing on this day in 1945, and anti-Nazi experts point to the significance of the date, the 18th, 18 being, of course, neo-Nazi code for the first and eighth letters of the alphabet, AH, standing for Adolf Hitler, and they think that's the real reason that the march is being chosen on this day, Saturday the 18th.
Okay, and what measure is the city taking to prevent trouble?
Well, the city did try and ban it, but a court overruled that on freedom of speech grounds. So Ústí, like Přerov, like Chomutov and many other cities, are now literally battening down the hatches, boarding up shop windows, apparently for the first time since 1938, when the original Nazis marched through the city. So there will be a massive police presence on Saturday. According to local media reports, German police have warned their Czech colleagues that up to 700 German neo-Nazis could cross the border and join the march because of the difficulty of holding their own Hitler anniversary marches in Germany itself. So they may join this one. Certainly organisers are taking no risks. If you look at the Autonomous Nationalist website, it gives a very exhaustive list of what attendants can wear, what they can't wear, what they can do, what they can't do, what they can say and what they can't say, because they warn that violating any of these rules could lead to the march being banned on the spot by the police.
And do you think some sort of conflict is likely?
It's very difficult to say. Some of these marches have passed off without incident, peacefully. Some have not. Some have ended in violence. Ústí nad Labem, led by the mayor and also the outgoing human rights minister, Michal Kocáb, held an open-air concert against neo-Nazis a few days ago, and they deliberately chose a different day to avoid the potential for conflict. But since then, there has been a new initiative calling for people to stand up to neo-Nazis in Ústí nad Labem on Saturday, and that could attract hardcore opponents of the far right.
Rob Cameron, thank you for that. And you can hear more about the latest developments in Ústí in Saturday News.